An hour later, in the changing room, Fanny was energetically protesting. "But it's absurd to let yourself get into a state like this. Simply absurd," she repeated. "And what about a man? One man? But he's the one I want. As though there weren't millions of other men in the world. But I don't want them. How can you know till you've tried?" "I have tried." "But how many?" asked Fanny, shrugging her shoulders contemptuously. "One, two, dozens." "But," shaking her head, "it wasn't any good," she added. "Well, you must persevere," said Fanny sententiously, but it was obvious that her confidence in her own prescriptions had been shaken. "Nothing can be achieved without perseverance." "But meanwhile, don't think of him. I can't help it. Take Soma, then." "I do." "Well, go on." "But in the intervals, I still like him. I shall always like him." "Well, if that's the case," said Fanny with decision, "why don't you just go and take him, whether he wants it or no?" "But if you knew how terribly queer he was, all the more reason for taking a firm line." "It's all very well to say that." "Don't stand any nonsense. Act!" Fanny's voice was a trumpet. She might have been a YWFA lecturer giving an evening talk to adolescent beta minuses. "Yes, act at once. Do it now." "I'd be scared," said Lenina. "Well, you've only got to take half a gram of Soma first. And now I'm going to have my bath." She marched off, trailing her towel.